Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is K. Jamal Jones. Welcome to another episode of The Empire Within. Today's topic is you. Raheem Devon has a song called You, right? And anybody that's familiar with Raheem, you know that song. But for those of you that don't know who Raheem is, you know, since we have listeners from all over the world, Raheem is an R&B singer, and the song goes, every word in this song is gonna be about you. Every word in this song is gonna be about you, right? Now, obviously, it's a love song. He's singing to his significant other, and, you know, if you know the song, you know this song is a bop, right? Song is a bop. But today's topic, You is an acronym. Y-O-U is an acronym for your own universe. Your own universe. I got that from my mentor, Brother C. Freeman L. Your own universe, right? So when we think about you, to be honest, when I first heard Brother C. Freeman talk about you being your own universe, I'm like, man, that's, you know, that might be a little reach or whatever. Like, he just might have figured out a way to put a good word to the Y, a good word to the O, a good word to the U. But the reality of it is that everything that goes on in our life, right? Everything that happens, everything that we experience, everything that we're a part of, it really is all about us. It really is all about you. So you have to recognize, you have to understand that the life that you are living right now is a result of the decisions that you made or the decisions that have been made for you because you failed to make a decision, right? And, you know, a lot of people have a hard time with that because it's very easy to blame mom, dad, family structure, family situation, circumstances, environment. You know, I grew up in a hood. You know, the politically acceptable way to say it is urban America. But, you know, I say I grew up in the hood, right? I grew up in a rough area. I grew up in inner city, New York, inner city, Brooklyn, East New York. And then you break it down even more, we go to pink houses, which is totally different than East New York, right? I like to compare pink houses to Far Rockaway, New York. And what I mean by that is this. Local people know what I mean when I say this, but I'll expound. Far Rockaway, New York is in Queens. But Far Rock, if you talk to people from Far Rock, they don't say I'm from Queens. They say I'm from Far Rock. All right? So the same thing with pink houses. You know, we're in East New York, but we don't say we're from East New York. We're from pink houses. All right? So it's that same nuanced thinking of making it about your subset, your place where you're from, right? So going back to the topic of you, your own universe. You are your own universe. Everything that goes on in your life is predicated on how you prepare, how you see, and how you respond to what is happening on a moment-to-moment basis. For those of you that have been listening to me for an extended period of time, you know we don't say the day-to-day thing. We go moment to moment because that's when things happen. Things happen in moments, right? And if you're fortunate at the end of a bunch of moments, then you can say you've had a day. And then during that time, you can replay what went on during your day to try to, you know, figure out what went well, what didn't go so well, and how to move forward. You know, for the next opportunity, right? So we have to understand that where we are right now is a direct reflection of the decisions that we've made, the books that we've studied, the people that we've been involved with, the people that we have allowed to be in our lives, whether for good or for bad or for indifferent. You know, where we are right now is a direct reflection of that. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, I'm noticing a lot of excuses, you know, being made. A lot of people are, for lack of a better term, they are hating on other people for their accomplishments, or saying that people are lying about the process that they took to be successful. And the thing that is very disheartening about that is that, let's say the person is lying about how they got to where they are, right? Let's say that's making up a total lie, like it's not true whatsoever. What does them lying about where they are have to do with you? Let's think about this. What does someone capping, right? Because that's what we call it. We call it capping, right? Cap City, capping, right? What does someone capping have to do with you? How is it affecting you? Now, here's the thing. Some of you might be sitting there saying, well, it has everything to do with me, because if it's my wife capping to me, or if it's my husband capping to me, or if it's my brother, my sister capping to me, or if it's my business partner capping to me, then it absolutely has something to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about in the sense of life purpose. I'm talking about in the sense of life direction. I'm talking about in the sense of the call that is upon your life, if you understand that you have one. I'm talking about in the sense of recognizing and understanding that you're supposed to be in a certain place in your life. What does someone else capping have to do with that? This podcast is called The Empire Within Show for a reason. Why? Because every one of us, every single one of us, has a personal empire within us. Now, how do we discover that? How do we figure out what that empire within is? How do we even get to the point of knowing what that is? Well, we take our three A's to success, right? We take adversity, which all of us have adversity, right? There's so much adversity going on in the world. It's crazy. If you don't think you have any, then you know, with all due respect, you're a little bit delusional if you don't think you have any adversity, right? So the first thing we do is we take the adversity that we're going through. We take the struggles that we have, right? And we say, yo, all right, I'm struggling. I don't like where I'm at right now in my life. I don't appreciate being in this situation. I don't appreciate going through this process. And instead of me complaining about it, I'm going to take this adversity that I'm going through. I'm going to take this struggle that I'm going through, and I'm going to use it as fuel, right? I'm going to use my struggle, and I'm going to use my adversity, and I'm going to use everything that is against me, that is going against my wishes for my success, and things that are holding me down and pushing me back and slowing me up and putting me in a space where I don't feel comfortable or content. I'm going to take all of that, wherever it comes from, whoever it comes from, and I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that as fuel. I'm going to use that as gas, or as they say in Cali and in some other places, petrol, right? I'm going to take that fuel, gas, petrol, and use it. I'm going to use that. I'm going to figure out what I need to do, right? So now once I take that adversity and I use it as fuel, gas, petrol, right? Now I'm going to say, okay, what adjustments do I need to make? Because obviously something that I'm doing is not right. Something that I'm doing is a little off. Something that I'm doing is a bit incorrect. So how can I take my situation, right, use the adversity as fuel, and make the necessary adjustments? How can I do that? Well, one of the things is you have to be honest with yourself. See, the thing about capping is, which I don't get mad when people cap. I used to get mad when people capped, right? Till I realized I be capping sometimes too, right? The thing about capping is you can lie to everybody else. You can make up great stories. You can tell them whatever. But when you look in that mirror and you capping to yourself, ooh. Woo! That capping that capping to yourself, that hits different, because you know your own universe knows, you as a person knows that you full of shit and you telling a goddamn lie. Right? You in the mirror, looking in the mirror, you got the big Captain Crunch suit on, right? For those of you that don't know, Captain Crunch is a cereal here in America. I'm not sure how many people know about it or don't know about it, but we grew up on that, right? Captain Crunch, big captain with a big C, right? Capping, right? You in the mirror, capping, lying to yourself, right? So when you lying to yourself, that is the first thing that you need to do to make your adjustment. You can't lie to yourself no more. You got to be honest. You got to be honest to yourself. You can't be capping to yourself. Now, here's the thing. One of my mentors said, life is not a game. Life is a series of games, right? So in other words, you got to have game, meaning understanding how to move around, because all of it is a game in some respect, right? You got to have some game in order to move around. So back to my point of making an adjustment. The first thing you need to do, thank you, Lord, you need to be honest with yourself. That's what you got to do. Yo, let me keep it real myself. I'm not really doing what I'm supposed to do. I ain't really living the way I feel I should live to my personal standard. We're not talking about nobody else's personal standard. We're talking about the personal standard that you set for yourself. You know that you're not living to that personal standard. Whatever that personal standard is, i.e. personal, that's the word, personal standard, which means it's subjective, which means it's based on your perception, it's based on your idea of what success is, right? If you know that you're not living to your personal standard, then you need to make an adjustment. What adjustment do I need to make, Kay? What adjustment do I need to make? Yo, you need to understand where you are. That's the first step, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, what they tell them is, my name is such and such, and I'm an alcoholic. Well, you need to look in the mirror and say, my name is Kenyon Jones, and I've been capping, right? I've been capping to myself. I've been lying to myself. I haven't been keeping it real with that person in the mirror. It's not about me keeping it real with you or keeping it real with everybody else. It's about me keeping it real with me, right? That's what it's about. So now, whatever adjustments I need to make, I'll make those adjustments. Do I need a coach? Do I need a mentor? Do I need to speed up? Do I need to slow down? What adjustments do I need to make to put myself in the position that I desire, that I deserve to be in? What do I need to do to get myself to that place? And then you have to do some real honest soul searching, right? And say, yo, you know what? Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe I need to call in some help. Whatever it is, you make whatever adjustment needs to be made. Now, I'm not sitting here acting like this is an easy step, because part of the reason why a lot of us are stuck in the situations that we're in is because we don't want to change. We don't want to make no adjustments. We want to be in the position that we're in. We say we tired of being in certain situations, but we ain't really tired of being in them situations. That's why we stay there, and we complain about it, and we complain about it so long that it becomes part of us. And now it's like, man, I don't even want to give that up. So I'm going to just sit here and just deal with it and complain, never making any adjustments. So the adjustment phase is about you being honest with yourself and saying, yo, I don't like where I'm at. I need to make some changes. And whatever changes need to be made, those are the changes that you need to address. Now, after you get over this hurdle, this hump of making the adjustment, right? After you use adversity as fuel, gas, petrol, right? And you made the adjustment. Now, inevitably, listen to what I'm telling you. I hope you hear my voice on 6 continents, 25 plus countries all over the world. It's inevitable. That you will stand on the platform of achievement. Once you use your adversity as fuel, once you make the necessary adjustments, whatever those adjustments are, it is inevitable that you will stand on that platform of achievement. How do I know? Because I've done it so many times, right? You stand on a platform of achievement. But here's the funny thing about the platform of achievement. Once you stand on that platform of achievement, it gets tricky. Because now you've reached the level of success. Like, you're proven But you can't celebrate too long, because if you get caught up celebrating too long, guess what? You miss the whole point. Totally. Like, you've missed the point. If you celebrate too long about an accomplishment, you miss the whole point of what the journey was about. The journey was getting you prepared to go through the next adversity. So you stand on the platform of achievement and you start celebrating and you start getting hype and, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you missed the point. So when you get to that platform of achievement, what should you do? What should you do? Those of you that have been listening to this podcast since March 6th of 2018, tell somebody, tell your neighbor, like they say in the church, tell your neighbor. Everybody tell your neighbor. Tell the person that you're listening to this podcast with, the person that's sitting next to you right now. Text this to somebody, right? Let them know. What do you do when you get to the platform of achievement? Those of you that have been listening to me this whole time, what do we do when we get to the platform of achievement? When we get to the platform of achievement, guess what? We don't stand there with our chest out acting like we better than people, right? That's not what we're doing. We stand on that platform of achievement and we recognize that that is one level to success. That's all it is. It's one level. You've been successful at this. But guess what? On the road to success and prosperity and health and wealth and love and peace, you're going to have to go through some more things. And you're going to have to use the present level of success as a measuring stick to know, as a marker to remember what it takes to be successful. And that now becomes part of your foundation so that when you go through the next adversity, right, and you use that as fuel and you make the next adjustment, right, whatever those adjustments need to be, now you stand on another platform of achievement. Now you have two levels of achievement, two platforms of achievement, and then the cycle continues to the point where now this becomes your philosophy. That's what this is. The three A's to success is a philosophy. Get my book, The Empire Within, on Amazon right now so that you understand what I'm talking about. The three A's to success is a philosophy, right? I've been using this my whole life. Three A's to success: adversity, adjustment, achievement. Once you achieve, you know the adversity is coming. So I'm getting to the point now where I'm not even waiting for the adversity to come to me. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Why am I looking for it? I'm looking for it so that I can use it as fuel to make the next adjustment to get to the next platform of achievement. So I'm looking for it. And I recognize and I understand that life is in cycles. You're going to have times where it's adverse. You're going to have times where you're going to have to make adjustments. You're going to have times where you stand on a platform of achievement. Now, don't get it twisted. I know we say three A's to success like it's 1, 2, 3, but sometimes it may take you 10 years to get from adversity to the adjustment. Wow. Wow. It might take you 10 years to get from the adversity to the adjustment. It might take you another 15 years to get from the adjustment to the achievement. But you must understand, you must know, you must recognize that all of it is worth it, because during the process of figuring out who you are becoming who you're supposed to become. And don't let social media make you feel like, well, man, this person, you know, they started a page, they had 0 followers, now they got 30,000 followers, now they got 3 million followers, now they got 30 million followers. And it happened so fast. Listen, people are going through their life making mistakes. For some people, it may happen fast. Some people, it may take 15, 20 years. Some people may take 30 years. You know what I'm saying? I just turned 42 years old, ladies and gentlemen, 42. And I haven't hit my goals yet. I made a lot of progress. I made strides, but I'm not anywhere where I want to be, though I am successful to a certain degree. I'm not where I want to be. So you got to understand, you got to know that it's all subjective. It's all based on who you are, how you see yourself, and what you want to get out of life. That's really what it's about. So when you understand that, you approach life with a different mindset. You approach it differently. My level of success, you know, to somebody else may be tremendous. To another person, it may not be enough. But it doesn't matter what it means to somebody else. It matters what it means to me. And your success matters what it means to you, your own universe. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribes to the Empire Within. We're grateful for the support from Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all places where podcasts are held. We're grateful for the support from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also grateful for the platform of YouTube. I have over 200 videos on YouTube. All you have to do is type in my name, Kenyon Jones. That is K-E-N-Y-O-N Jones. And all those videos will pop up. My mission is to empower, encourage, inspire, and educate you to being the best you that you want to be. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your continued financial support. And God bless.